Cecilia Spiritu Sancti. Ave Maria, gratia plena, Dominus tecum, benedicta tu in mulieribus, et benedictus fructus ventris tui, Iesus, Sancta Maria, Mater Dei, ora pro nobis peccatoribus, nunc in hora mortis nostri. Amen. Mater Iesu Christi, in nomine Patris et Filii, et Spiritus Sancti. Amen. Sisters, I am deeply grateful for these questions. Two sides. Is it not a contradiction to the infallible teaching office of the Pope that the Holy Father agrees to coerced decisions from the bishops? Lumen Gentium says, for the Roman Pontiff has full, supreme, and universal power over the whole Church, a power which he can always exercise unhindered. And then, Lumen Gentium again, loyal submission of the will and intellect must be given in a special way to the authentic teaching authority of the Roman Pontiff, even when he does not speak ex cathedra. Now, sisters, when we ask, is it not a contradiction, infallible teaching office of the Pope, where the Holy Father agrees to coerced decisions from the bishops? Here, let me distinguish. 30 years, can I be heard? Is it on?
Yes, it's on, but you don't understand the question.
Oh, I'll repeat the question. Is it not a contradiction to the infallible teaching office of the Pope that the Holy Father agrees to coerce decisions from the bishops? Lumen Gentium 22 says, for the Roman Pontiff has full, supreme, and universal power over the whole Church, a power which he can always exercise unhindered. And Lumen Gentium, Vatican II, 25, says, loyal submission of the will and intellect must be given in a special way to the authentic teaching authority of the Roman Pontiff, even when he does not speak ex cathedra. Well, we must carefully distinguish. When the Pope, say, Paul VI, agreed to the coerced decisions from the bishops, and the first and main, I want to use the word coerced decision, was not mandating or keeping the Latin in the liturgy, which happened in the Catholic Church for 1900 years. First of all, Pope Paul VI did publish a formal document in the Zoveto Romano and prescribing the Latin in not just the Eucharistic, but the whole liturgy. Then, as I told you, within 24 hours, 400 bishops of 400 dioceses wire the Pope protesting violently. Well, that, by the way, was after Umanirite. And Umanirite, of course, concerns submission of the will, obedience for married people, that he will not use any artificial means of preventing conception. And as I say, one half, now whether the number would be exactly one half, but in terms of diocesan, better, in terms of Episcopal conferences, about one half of the conferences of bishops in the world rejected Umanirite. Then came this decree on lap in the liturgy. I know our new Pope, Paul VI, I worked for him. I know the present Holy Father. And I will say that Pope Paul VI was not coerced when, especially say in the liturgy, introducing, allowing, whatever verb you use, the vernacular of the liturgy, what the Pope did was, and he made a decision, and I wouldn't be a priest. I certainly would not be a Jesuit. And, as you know, there are two kinds of Jesuits. Do you know? Jesuits under simple vows, the majority. And Jesuits under solemn vows, a minority. I belong to the minority. The others do not take the vow of obedience, special vow of obedience to the Pope. We do. And I know how much Paul VI suffered. He believed that in God's own way and time, the Latin, I know the present Holy Father, he wants Latin sisters. That the Latin would be and will be restored. However, there's a very important however. Well, neither Paul VI nor the present John Paul II wanted or wants is for whole nations to break with the Catholic Church. And God himself, exercises his divine will in two ways. He called God's positive will and God's permissive will. Am I making sense? Is it a sin for the liturgy to be in the vernacular? No. And over the centuries, many cultures have the liturgy in their own language, including India. Centuries back. Am I clear? In other words, there are people who are strongly acculturated, as we say. Then, and that from the early centuries of Christianity, the vernacular has been allowed.